بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خمس صلوات افترضهن الله تعالى، من صلاهن لوقتهن وأتم ركوعهن وخشوعهن كان له على الله عهد أن يغفر له، ومن لم يفعل فليس له على الله عهد، إن شاء غفر له وإن شاء عذبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama, respected elders and dear brothers, when the hilal and the moon for the month of Rajab was sighted a few weeks ago, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was sending a message to each and every one of us that in approximately 60 days time, and now the time frame has become closer to 40 days time, a very noble and high profile guest will arrive. But unlike a traditional guest who relies on his host for provisions, this guest will bring his own provisions into the house of his host. And unlike a traditional guest who seeks safety and aman in the house of his host, perhaps is on a lengthy journey, and this is the only place he finds to rest and gain some comfort, this guest, on the other hand, will bring aman and safety into the house of his host. And unlike a traditional guest who elaborate preparations have to be made for him, the table is laid out, food and drink is prepared, this guest does not require much physical preparation. All that he will ask for is the time of his host. The duration of his stay will be 30 days and 30 nights. He will visit the home of every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that home where he is given a warm welcome and he is received with a smile. Then he will stay in that home, and together with that he will distribute his barakat and blessings. And that home where the door is shut in his face and he is not received warmly, then he will turn away and leave with honor and dignity. But together with this, he will take away his barakat and blessings. The guest that will come, his virtues and fada'il have been outlined in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which Allah has revealed the noble Quran. شهر مبارك, a very blessed month. شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. A month in which there is a night more virtuous than 1,000 months. شهر أوله رحمة, a month whose first 10 days is full of the mercy of Allah. وأوسطه مغفرة, the middle 10 days represents an opportunity of earning forgiveness from Allah. وآخره عتق من النار, the last 10 days grants a person emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. In the entire Islamic calendar, there is no higher profile event than the month of Ramadan. Therefore, my respected brothers and elders, we understand when it comes to the events and occasions of this world, according to the importance and value we attach to any occasion, accordingly will be the preparation that a person makes for that occasion. No mother ever prepared one or two nights before the wedding of her daughter. The preparation starts months in advance. That young girl growing up, she has her fairy tale wedding in mind. What color the flowers must be, how the drapes will be, what the menu will be. And if it is not according to her wishes, she is unhappy. She feels unfulfilled. The preparation begins well in advance. She does her homework and her research so that that day can be the best day of her life in her opinion. No businessman prepares one or two days before the grand opening of his store. There also elaborate preparations are made weeks and months in advance. No student prepares one or two days before his matric exam. In fact, once the month of January comes in, the mother will sit down that young boy or girl and say, "Oh my son, oh my daughter, this is the year you make it or break it. Look at your father, he has no education. See how we are struggling to make ends meet. He understands the importance and value has been drilled into the mind and the heart. And therefore his preparations also are quite intense. As I had mentioned, in the entire Islamic calendar, from Muharram to Dhul Hijjah, there is no event that is more higher profile than the month of Ramadan. The barakat and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the maghfirat and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accordingly should be my level of preparation. And as I had mentioned earlier, this month does not require much physical preparation. Yes, a person has got to be healthy and strong in order to fast during the day and stand up for salah at night. But more importantly than this is the spiritual preparation for the month of Ramadan. Where ulama say we have to clear out our life and get our affairs in order in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I do not have a clear record in the court of Allah, then how will I benefit from the month of Ramadan? And therefore, my respected brothers and elders, a very important point to remember. Many a times a person attends a program in the masjid, or perhaps he goes for Hajj or Umrah, or he hears some advice and the desire comes within his heart to change his life. But remember, shaitan will always make an effort to deter a person. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ Shaitan is an open enemy to us. And therefore the first reaction that will go through the heart of a person is he will feel despondent. He will feel overwhelmed that how do I correct myself in the court of Allah? How do I clear out my life? I have gone so far away from the commands of Allah. Therefore the first point to take note of is that in the court of Allah there is no write-off. In the court of Allah nobody has reached the point of no return. In the court of Allah no one is hopeless. There is hope for each and every individual. The incident is very famous, that person who had committed 99 murders. And he comes to an alim of deen, and he asks him, what is the mas'ala? I killed 99 people, is there any hope for me? So this particular scholar was uninformed. He says to him, 99 murders, where can Allah ever forgive you? What hope is there left for you? So he thinks to himself, I am already doomed to the fire of Jahannam. Let me make it a century. He kills that person also. 100 murders. And then Allah makes it such that he finds his way to a pious person. And he poses the same question to him. 100 murders I have committed. Is there any hope for me? He says to him, the mercy of Allah is limitless. Go to Qaryatul Salihin. There is a particular town or village where you will find pious people there. Keep their company, Allah will in a very short time rid you of this evil quality of yours. So he proceeds and en route, it is Muqaddar, the angel of death comes to him. And his life comes to an end, now the malaika are fighting over his body. On one hand, the angels of adab, of punishment, this person was a murderer. On the other side, the malaika of rahmat and mercy, he was on his way to make tawbah. So Allah says to them that now measure the distance between the city he had left and the city he was going to. And Allah's rahmat upon him, he was closer to the city of the salihin and the pious people. And his maghfirat was made. So the first point to take into note is that there is no write-off in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person has got hope. And therefore we should not become overwhelmed that how will I rectify my affairs in the court of Allah. But together with that, a person has got to make an effort. Ulama say when a person wishes to correct himself, it is not just a thought in the mind, but there has to be some effort that has to be made. Where does a person begin? So to understand this, we have to understand that as much as the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran, so too is it the month of Salah. But this amal of Salah represents my relationship that I enjoy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closeness and the link that I have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our elderly people in our community who have become the pegs of the masajid. And at home also they are engaging in nawafil and sunnat salah. But how many times it happens, 20, 30, 40 years have gone by. Perhaps I am reading my salah, but is my salah correct? Before my salah, is my taharat, is my wudu correct? Before that, is my ghusl correct? Then the postures of my salah. Am I standing up in qiyam correctly? Am I going into ruku correctly? Is my sajda correct? Is my recitation of Quran correct? Is my concentration at the level it is supposed to be? The hadith mentioned in the beginning, these five salah Allah has ordained upon us. That person who will perform them on time, and he will make ada and fulfill all the arkan of salah in a method that is pleasing to Allah, together with concentration and devotion, then Allah makes a promise to this person that he will forgive him. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ But that person who does not do so, his salah is not the way it is supposed to be, then فَلَيْسَ لَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَهْدٌ He has got no guarantee in the court of Allah. If Allah wishes, He will shower His mercy upon him and forgive him. On the other hand, Allah protect us, but Allah can punish him as well. So the first, where does a person begin getting his affairs in order? He starts with his salah. We have ulama around us, we have qurra around us. Go to them and ask them, is my salah correct? Is my wudu correct? Is my recitation of Quran correct? And together with that, this is to do with the huquq and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as important are the huququl ibad, the rights that the fellow makhluq enjoy over me. Perhaps years have passed and I have a debt that is outstanding, I owe some money to somebody. And if I cannot pay it back, at least pick up the phone. I acknowledge, I owe you this amount of money. Let's come to some agreement. I'll pay you like this. Or slowly I'll give you an amount every month. But clear that in the court of Allah. Or perhaps many months have passed and there was some break in my relationship with some family member. Somebody who I am supposed to join ties with, I have broken ties with them. Words have been exchanged, tempers were raised, and now our relationship is rocky. At the very least, pick up the phone. Brother, make me maaf. Forgive me. I was wrong. I should not have said these things. You make dua for me, I will make dua for you. But when I go to bed at night, my heart is clean. My affairs are all in order in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, then I can maximize on the barakat and blessings that Allah is giving to us. But if a person will delay, and he will wait, the month of Shaban will come, the month of Ramadan will come, and then the first 10 nights will pass, the middle 10 nights will pass, we'll wait for the last 10, and we know in the blink of an eyelid the month has gone, and what have I achieved? Allah is giving us this opportunity, my respected brothers and elders. We all know last year how difficult it was. We were deprived of salah in the masjid. We were deprived of i'tikaf in the masjid. We were deprived of the programs that normally take place in the masjid. Allah is giving us a second chance. Allah is giving us these opportunities. It should not be that we approach the month of Ramadan with an indifferent attitude. Whatever happens will happen. How much I get, I will get. But let us all make this firm niyat and intention, that this month of Ramadan will be the changing point in my life. It will be the month where I gain the closeness of Allah. It will be the month where I draw from the rahmat of Allah. It will be the month where I gain the barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we had mentioned, starting with our salah. If we get that in order, Allah's promise is that He will take care of all of our affairs. It is inconceivable, my respected brothers and elders, that a person spends more time in the masjid or more time in salah and Allah abandons him. He is doing the work of Allah. He is coming to meet Allah. In sajda, he is at the closest point with his creator. It is inconceivable, impossible, that Allah will say, let me take away the customers from his shop. Let me deprive him of his earnings. Let me rob him of all the barakat and blessings. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase these things for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Allow us to benefit from the month of Ramadan. And allow us to keep a clean and pure life in front of him. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين